During the 1800s, the vast expanse of Texas land was revered for its beauty, untamed wilderness, and endless opportunities for prosperity. Numerous rail lines were built during the latter part of the century to connect the East and the expanding West. One of the main railroads that is said to have significantly impacted the development of Texas was the Gulf, Colorado, and Santa Fe Railway. A quaint town named Moody was built along the tracks connecting Temple and Fort Worth, and to this day, Moody has remained a small spot in Texas where you can still enjoy good old country living. The same year that the Gulf, Colorado, and Santa Fe Railway began construction on the Temple Junction, the community of current-day Moody was built in honor of Lieutenant Colonel William Lewis Moody, Sr., who served in the 7th Texas Infantry during the Civil War, and was at that time the director of the railway company. As the railroads were built across Texas, the crews on board the trains needed water, food, and crew stops, which is why many towns like Moody, Rosenberg, Temple, and Seely were founded. Towns in early Texas thrived or faded due to placement of the rail lines. The early community of Moody was always kept busy with people coming through on the trains and from local businessmen and residents from the nearby town of Perry. Though the railroad came through many Texas communities, some were bypassed and saw their commerce and populations dwindle. This was the plight of Moody's neighbor, Perry, Texas, which is a ghost town today. In contrast, by the turn of the century, Moody boasted 5 cotton gins, a weekly newspaper, the Monitor, several ice plants, and even a theater that played silent films. This small Texas town is proud of the history and people that enabled it to grow and sustain itself. Moody did not boom like many Texas railway towns, but it became a place where visitors and residents alike can experience simple Texas living.